Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey. What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to Tuesday, January 17th. Gosh, months half gone. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. If you're up in morning drive time, or maybe you're just getting home, you're hearing us on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, or you might be hearing us in afternoon drive time on 920 AM, where we've determined I started 28 years ago. Maybe we should start saying almost three decades ago. I might be better at that. Or 99.1 FM. I like to say I don't care where you listen, just so you do. All I ever wanted to do was entertain you and have babies. Gotten to do both of those. In the hour that we're together, we have the Joey English Daily Datebook, every community activity we can think of, mystery songs, great interviews, great giveaways, and great music recorded by me if there's time at the end of the hour. And after all of that, we post everything on my website, my Facebook page. Please friend me. Wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with the Joey English Show. You know the drill. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Now, what does this mean? Today is National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day. Boy, if you made it through to January 17th, you're doing the Palm Springs Cultural Center and the Youth Training Center and the Coachella Valley Philharmonic and the Palm Springs International Piano Competition present the first Modern Plus Palm Springs Keyboard Series tonight and then the 18th and the 19th with, listen to this, featured historic instruments, maybe clavichords and things, who knows. It's at 2300 East Baristo, where the Palm Springs Cultural Center is. Check it all out at their website, psculturalcenter.org. The Dr. Carrion Foundation has their scholarship application process open right now for high school seniors and college students. The category is American Heritage. You can get all the information at Carrion, that's C-A-R-R-E-O-N, CarrionFoundation.org. Life Stream Blood Bank wants you to remember that January is also National Blood Donor Month, but the rain had prevented people from going out and donating blood, so they have some issues. So they need donations. To find out the eligibility requirements and to schedule an appointment or find a location, go to lstream.org. Let's do some legendaries with our dear friend Wink Martindale. He presents the award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And I'll just bet you, since Wink Martindale was close to Elvis, and we're honoring Elvis's birthday, which was January 8th, and he was born in 1935, and Rick's playing his music for our mystery songs all this week. Where I'm going with all this is I'll bet you Wink's honoring Elvis in the history of rock and roll. And you can find out all things about Wink at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, as we've talked about all week, I'm honored to still be the voice at the Gala Gala of the International Film Festival in its 34th year now, same as my age. Oh. And we're honored to have some wonderful filmmakers, 15 or 20 of them, grace our microphones over the time we're all here in town together. So, next up today, on Tuesday, January 17th, we're going to honor a film called Bella. Let me tell you about it. Hailed as one of the greatest American dancers of our age, California Bella Levitsky was a modern dance pioneer, an outspoken social activist whose fights for freedom of expression almost destroyed her career. Her long, glorious, and embattled life comes to vivid realization in this comprehensive dance-filled celebration. I've got to tell you, Joey pals, the stories of how we get these plots and how these films get made is almost as interesting as the actual film itself. So we're going to talk to Bridget, say it.
Murnane.
Just like it looks. I should. Okay, let me do it again.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Bridget Murnane. And I can do this one, Walter Kennedy. Welcome, sweethearts.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
Nice to be here.
Oh, thank you. Where are you from, folks?
I am originally from Boston, but I live in L.A. now. I've been there
I don't hear Boston.
Years. Well, you will if I get a little nervous.
Okay. Oh, you won't be nervous. Where are you from, Walter?
I'm originally from Sacramento, California, and lived down in Los Angeles many years, and now I'm teaching up at University of Oregon in Eugene.
Cool. Do you know, Sacramento makes me, I know this piece of trivia. Do you know what the original capital of the state of California was? It wasn't Sacramento.
No, Monterey or something like that. Where was
Do
it?
Do you know the way?
San Jose.
No.
Into the mic.
Wonderful.
It's okay. We're like a party. Rick's over there directing us.
Okay.
That's my first mistake all year. Ha. Okay. You guys take it away. Tell us why you did the film.
Well, I was a student of Bella's. I was a former professional dancer myself, and my teacher in Boston, Susan Rose, was Bella's student at CalArts, and she introduced me to her when the company came to Boston in 1978. And after that, I did some workshops with her, and I came to Idlewild a couple of times.
Up here?
Yep.
Good.
In fact, the first time I came to California, except my birth, I was born in Burbank, but the first time I came here was to Palm Springs, and I remember they picked me up in a car, and they drove, and I had never seen mountains like this and colors like this, and you know, so anyways, I did two summers up in Idlewild, and then in 1982 I moved to LA. I got a scholarship to get a master's in dance, and I finished that one, and then I got an MFA in film and television. And when I moved to L.A., the only people I knew were Bella, her husband, and her company. And Walter was one of my friends and has been my friend for many, many years. So I always wanted to do a film about her. And it was 5 years ago, I said to myself, you know, you're not getting any younger.
Oh, you're the one who said that.
I'm the one that said that. And I have this bucket list. And if I don't do this thing now, it is never going to get done.
Was this your first film?
It was my first feature documentary. I've been making dance films, been doing experimental films. I did work on another feature documentary as an associate producer about Mia Slavenska, ballerina.
Did I say that right?
Oh, Lewitsky.
Lewitsky.
Yeah, it's Bella Lewitsky.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes,
Bella Lewitsky.
We have a grand drag queen here in town called Bella DeBall.
Oh, and fabulous.
Isn't that the best? And it's
fabulous.
It's all I can do to not say Bella DeBall each time.
I don't think my Bella would mind at all.
Oh, yes. Now, what's your role in all this, Walter?
Well, like Bridget said, I've known Bridget since she was first.
But you're not married or romantic, you're friends.
Oh, no, we've been friends
in
forever.
In Palm Springs, we need to know what partner means,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yes.
We like
sure.
friends.
Yes.
Good, that's very important.
We've been friends forever.
Super.
And I danced with Bella's company for 20 years.
Wow.
And
are you in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Are you physically in the movie or is someone portraying you? Or?
No. There's archival footage and then I'm, you know.
It's a documentary.
One of the
That's
talking
right.
heads.
Excuse
you know.
Me, you're right.
So.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
So go ahead, keep talking.
Well.
Talking head.
So I danced with Bella for a very long time and was also her rehearsal director.
Oh my gosh.
For the last 9 years of the company's existence. And, you know, Bridget and I had been talking about someday doing something like this, and finally, you know, I was right in agreement with her, you know, if it doesn't happen now, we don't know how it's ever going to happen. So.
But it probably happened at the time it was supposed to.
A
couple
so.
Of questions. Did Bella live to see this? Is she still alive?
Oh, no, she died in okay. 2004.
All right, so did she know you were doing this?
She knew that I wanted to do a film about her. I moved back to L.A. in 2003, and I used to go and visit Bella and her husband, Newell, every week, and we would go out for Thai lunch and have a good time, and I talked to them then, like, you know, let them know that, but, you know, she died in 2004, and her husband died a couple of years after that.
How'd you get the archival footage?
She has an archive at USC in Special Collections. It's called the Lewitsky Dance Archives.
Of course.
So that's where I started. And it was really like a hunt. I had to be a detective. It was a big investigation. We started there. And, you know, because she had a company, they would tape all of her interviews on radio shows. And if she gave speeches, which she did quite a bit. And UCLA also did an oral history archive with her.
Goodness.
So we were able to get a bunch of sources for audio because there's no narrator in this film. The voice that you hear is Bella's voice throughout the film. And that was very important to me because her voice is so important. And I feel, especially today with everything that's going on, that we need a voice like hers.
Tell me, Bridget and Walter, since you're both dancers, what style was her dancing? I mean, Isadora Duncan, I mean, paint a picture.
Walter, you want to take this one?
Oh, sure.
Here's okay. Walter.
Bella was what we call a modern dancer.
Okay.
So she is someone who, at a very young age, became involved with Lester Horton's company in Los Angeles. And he was modern dance pioneer.
I mean, we know Alvin Ailey.
Right,
we know
came
Lester
from
Horton.
Lester. Bella was one of Alvin's teachers.
Oh, see?
Yeah, she was sort of the main organizing principal of Lester's company because Lester wasn't, I think most people would agree, he wasn't the most organized person in the world. And and Bella was, you know, very right on task
so
all
her
the time. So
style of dance would be very applicable right now.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it was interesting when they were doing the film about Alvin Ailey, the filmmakers got in touch with me. And because
cool.
they wanted to use a clip of Bella dancing from 1938, because they just loved it. And they did. They used it. And yes, I think when you look at a lot of it in this film, it's very applicable to what's going on today. And in fact, last year, the Los Angeles Dance Project, which is run by Benjamin Millepied, did a reconstruction of one of her works from 1970 at the Joyce in New York.
Gee
and
whiz.
It got rave reviews in the New York Times.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And said that it was so today and not dated at
Timeless.
All.
Timeless. We're talking with Bridget and Walter about the movie Bella. Is this your first premiere of this film at the Palm Springs Film Festival?
No, it isn't. We've actually started in festivals in July. Our premiere festival was the Madrid International Film Festival, and we've been in quite a few
good.
Since then.
Well, we're very good luck for films.
Oh, I was so thrilled when I was contacted
yes.
and said that we were in it. I was so excited.
I'm glad. What are your plans for the film? Is it up for something at the Oscars in documentary or?
Not yet. We are still in festivals. We're in New York next month at Dance on Camera at Lincoln Center. My plans now are to eventually get a distributor that can help us get the film out there. I would like, my goals with this film is number one, to change the world, and number two, to have as many people in the world see it.
Perfect. What's next for you folks? Will you do something else together? No? You don't know what's next?
Who knows?
Well, I'm...
Whatever the universe sends you.
My next film is going to be a personal film about my family in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So it's going to be a very, very different film from this one.
Okay. There's no part for you and me in that one, Walter.
We'll
not
have
yet.
To go elsewhere.
Have you won any awards yet?
Yes, we've gotten a bunch of awards.
Oh, I'm so glad. What's the website for the film?
The website is bellasfilm.com.
B-E-L-L-A-S.
Film.com.
Right.
We'll put that up on my website.
Thank you so
much. Okay, well, gollies, I think you've covered just about everything. Did I not ask you something I should have? What are you most proud about this?
Well, I just want to let you know that this area was so important to Bella. She's
yes.
from she was brought up in Highland, California, and her husband Newell is from Redlands.
Hello.
And they went to Idyllwild every summer. She ran the summer program. She loved the desert. She loved California. And she would be so thrilled that the film is here.
Oh, you gave me goosebumps.
Very
good.
Much so. She was. Yes, she loved it out here.
And you know, we have all the theaters on this program for 28 years. We've had everybody on this program. But this area in the desert is so spiritual. It inspires so much of what is in music and dance and theater and restaurants, we do those things too that I love. But I understand what you're saying. So I'm glad she was inspired by our desert. We are an acquired taste. Okay, we're out of time. Did you have a good time?
Yes,
I did. We didn't hurt you?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Okay. Come back with whatever you do next. It's Joey English, along with Bridget Murnane and Walter Kennedy. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.
Chocolate.